Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome to another episode of the Truth About You podcast. And today we are discussing the truth about judgment. It's a biggie. And it's really important because everybody can relate to the energy of judgment. Have a think about it. When did you last feel judged? And if you want to be really radically honest with yourself, when did you last judge someone else? It's probably within the last 24 hours, if not even more recently than that. Judgment is a conditioned human trait. So because we know it's a conditioned human trait, it also means that we can change it up. It means we can choose to release judgment. And that's what this episode is all about. I want to talk about what judgment actually is, what it's, how it presents itself, why it happens, how circular it is in terms of self-judgment versus judgment of others. I want to talk about how we can release and heal judgment, because if I know nothing from my years of working with my own judgmental mindset, we can release it and we can heal it. And do you know what? It's so liberating on the other side of this kind of judgy, critical energy. And I often turn, when I'm looking at judgment as a concept, I often turn to the wonderful Gabby Bernstein, who has written a whole book about judgment. It's called Judgment Detox. I'll link it in the show notes for you. And she says this: no matter how spiritual, kind, or compassionate we may be, we all suffer from judgment. Judgment is all pervasive. So the first thing I want to invite you to do is if you find yourself recognizing that judgment is a thing within you, come at it from a position of compassion. The same is true for everybody. You're not on your own. Judgment is all pervasive. The thing about judgment that I find so interesting is that judgment is really just related to things like views, opinions, behaviours, and thinking. And all of these are mind-based constructs. They all come from our mind. And as we know, as we have heard on previous episodes, our mind is just a conditioned, programmed computer. And so if judgment is related to mind-based constructs, then we get to release some of that training. We get to retrain our mind and we get to free ourselves from the shackles of judgment. And why would we want to do that? Well, because judgment is inherently limiting. It creates this narrow perspective. It also really positions us in a binary good versus bad, right versus wrong type duality. And actually, most of us sit somewhere on a spectrum in the middle. Judgment's so rarely based on actual fact, unless you're in a court of law, obviously, and you are the judge on the bench who has to weigh everything up and make a decision, a judgment, based on the evidence provided. Most of what we're doing actually is not that in day-to-day life. We're making a judgment based on an opinion. We're making a judgment based on something we've learned, heard, or absorbed from the world around us. And we're putting it through our own filter. So we're putting it through a filter that is inherently flawed, a filter that is inherently limited, because it's a filter that is only based on what we've already experienced or what we already know. It's also based on a lot of assumption judgment, an awful lot of assumption. So let me give you an example. I found myself in the last couple of weeks, as I say, being in this slightly more judgy energy than usual. And I pride myself usually on being really open-minded, really expansive, really kind, really compassionate. And yet there I was, noticing these thoughts that were coming up within me. For example, when I was driving my kids to school and a car was travelling in the opposite direction really fast down a road that has had cars parked either side and didn't give way when they should have. And I found these thoughts popping into my head about how selfish that person was and how rude and how unsafe that they didn't wait when they should have and, you know, complied with the rules of the road. So I was judging them. But I know nothing about what was going on for that person in that car. I know nothing about why they may or may not have been rushing. I know nothing about the reasons that they made the decision they did. And so who am I to sit in judgment of them? I don't have a right to do that. I'm not better than anybody else on this earth. So what judgment does is it puts me in that position of superiority. It puts us on some self-imposed pedestal, sitting there looking down upon other people and making assumptions about other people, when actually we have none of the facts in that scenario about the reasons that that car was going faster than I ideally would have liked it to, or the reasons that the car didn't wait for me and I had to wait for them. For all I know, the person in that car may have been responding to a family emergency, or may have been late for a really important meeting. And so it's not really for me to judge anything. It doesn't advantage me to do that. Instead, it just invites negativity, doesn't it? It invites a feeling of dislike. And I'm not really very cool with that. Like, that doesn't sit well with me. And so I want to offer this to you as just a suggestion. So I want you to have a think about whether it's really our job to judge other people, whether it's our job to even judge ourselves. Like, what does it, for what purpose? What does it do for us? Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But my belief is that judgment as a concept, in terms of day-to-day life and judging other people, judging ourselves, it's actually really unhelpful. It's really simplistic. It distills things, really complex things in life, down to a binary concept. And it's really bloody biased. Like, says who? Who says what's right and what's wrong? Now, you will understand by now, I'm sure, that I'm going to caveat this with, of course, some things are inherently wrong. They're wrong in law. They're wrong in terms of what's morally okay and what isn't okay. Of course, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the judgments that we find ourselves making and being a part of, or feeling, or being on the receiving end of in day-to-day life, in conversation with others, in day-to-day scenarios and situations. The thing about judgment that I struggle with is that it never makes us feel great, actually. the capacity of judgment to generate and attract negative energy is inherent in its very core. And so judging others actually goes hand in hand with judging ourselves. So if you find yourself as a person who feels judged a lot, I want to challenge you to get radically honest with yourself again and ask yourself how much you judge others. What we find when we're working with judgment, when I'm working with judgment with clients, when I'm tuning into my own judgments, the more I feel judged, the more likely it is that I'm judging others and vice versa. It becomes like a vicious circle. Let's face it, sometimes we are being judged by other people. And that's okay. But does it have to negatively impact us? Well, that's our choice, actually. That's our choice. What I found years back is that the more I judged others, the more judged I felt. And it became my status quo, like my normal or expected way of experiencing the world. So I basically went about life with the assumption that I would be judged. And so the cycle continued, because the more I assumed I'd be judged, the more I then judged other people. And it became what I was giving out is exactly what came back to me. Whereas in fact, if we look at this through a compassionate lens, judgment is a symptom of something that needs healing within us. It's a byproduct of something being triggered or needled within you, something that's unresolved, something we might worry about, or a belief that we're holding on to that may no longer be true or relevant, or indeed may never have been true. And it can be at an unconscious level. And that's the rub, isn't it? Because what we're not conscious to, we can't change. So this is why I want to invite you to start to get radically honest about where it is in your life that you feel judged and where in your life you are judging others. When we judge others, like, why do we do it? Like, what's the impact, right? When we judge others, there's this quick and dirty hit of sort of self-righteousness. We like, it sort of confirms and validates our own worldview. Our ego mind really loves to be right. And when we're right, as I said before, we place ourselves in this kind of superior position in relation to somebody else. Everything ends up being black versus white, right versus wrong, us versus them in the end. And so we end up, by very nature of being judgmental, we end up stifling our much more deeper truths around our kindness and our compassion and our real innate desire to accept and welcome difference. Judgment really limits us, yet it still seems to be that reliable crutch when we're hurt or when we perceive being the operative word, we perceive that we've been wronged. If we're judging others, we're very likely judging ourselves too. So that inner critic gets loud. We tune much more into our negative beliefs and our more limited views of the world. When we perceive judgment from others, the impact of that is that we shrink, we stay small. It reinforces some of those limiting beliefs that we're not good enough, not worthy enough. Or what can happen when we perceive judgment from others is, in fact, we go into like self-protection mode. We might become more arrogant, more overly confident. We might become this inflated version of our ego. The bottom line is this: judgment creates guilt. It invites limited thinking. It strengthens the conditioning that doesn't serve us, and it generates and attracts negative energy. So if we just even look at that, why do we want to be attached to any sort of judgment as a way of behaving, a way of being, a way of thinking? Well, we don't, do we? So how do we release ourselves? Well, there are four pillars to releasing judgment, as far as I'm concerned. The first is to observe what's happening. The second is to understand where it comes from. The third is to know what it creates within you. And the last is to heal it, to actively work to heal judgment. So if you want to observe judgment in your life, within you, I want you to become like a witness. So witness your judgment. Where are you most likely to judge others or to feel judged? When are you most likely to judge yourself? I know, for example, there are certain times in my menstrual cycle, there are certain times in the lunar cycle, there are certain environments or situations that I go to where I'm more likely to judge myself. That's good information. So distilling these themes and what's typical for us is really important. When we're doing this witnessing, though, here's a safety alert. When we're doing this witnessing, when we are making ourselves more conscious about judgment, what do? Well, if judging is the default part of our conditioning, we'll start judging ourselves for it. So this is my invitation to you to just be aware that this is not an opportunity for further judgment. This is about exposing where we are being judgmental so that we can move forward, clear it, release it, and heal it. So once we've observed those scenarios in which we find ourselves sitting in judgment, we then need to understand it. We need to tune into what the purpose of judgment is for us. You see, behind the walls of judgment tend to lie our deepest feelings of not enoughness, our deepest feelings of shame, our deepest feelings of not being worthy. And what we end up doing very often is we resist this shame, this not enoughness, by basically projecting judgment outwards. And so when we can understand what it is that's being triggered within us, what those underlying fears are, we reach a new level of awareness about judgment and the purpose that it has served for us up to this point. Once we've understood it, we want to know what judgment does to us. We want to get really acquainted with what its impact is for us. So think about it like this. When you've observed when judgment happens, when you've understood what it is within you that is most being needled, is it that sense of not enoughness? Is it that lack of self-belief? Is it that low self-confidence? When you've understood that, you then need to know what that does to you. So what does that mean for you? How does that make itself known within you? What does it do to your sense of yourself? What does it do to your self-belief? What does it do to your power and authority as a human being? What I know is that for me, judgment and self-judgment and judgment of others basically means I then start to try and control what people think of me. So I'll show up in a way that isn't necessarily as authentic as I would like to be. I try and sort of mold myself to be something that I'm not in order to try and avoid judgment. But that's not who I am. Think about how your judgment of others might limit you. So when we make these assumptions and these judgments of others, what we're doing is we're really closing the doors on connection. We're closing the doors on kindness and compassion. We're closing the doors on awareness and oneness. See if you can get specific about what exactly you're worried about when you're judging others or yourself or when you're feeling judged. And see if you can flip it. Ask yourself this. How would you show up if you weren't afraid anymore? If you weren't afraid of judgment, if you were no longer judging yourself and others, how would you show up differently? What would it do for you to release judgment? And lastly, when we've captured, when we've witnessed ourselves, when we've understood why judgment's there, when we've come to know what this judgment does to us, it's time to tune in and heal. And so there's three different ways we can approach this. The first is forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves for the judgment of us, forgiving ourselves for the judgment of others, and forgiving others for their judgment of us is really important, because everyone is doing the best they can with the information they've got in any given moment. So if we catch ourselves in this judgmental state, we get to be kind to ourselves about that. We get to go, okay, here I am. I've caught myself at it again. This is just what I did a couple of weeks ago. I've caught myself at it again. What's going on? I forgive myself for tipping back into that judgy energy that just attracts negativity, that I don't want, that isn't true for me, that isn't my truth, that isn't my how I want to be showing up. We can use affirmations for this. We can write down all of our judgmental thoughts, and we can say out loud things like, I release and forgive myself for this thought. So that's your first healing strategy. Secondly, compassion all the way. Remember, judgment is always rooted in feelings of inadequacy and lack. It's a lack energy. If you were facing someone else who felt judged, who was feeling inadequate, who was feeling lacking in some way, how would you speak to them? You would not be super critical of them. You would speak to them with compassion and with love. So how can you show yourself compassion when you've been tuning into this judgmental state of being? And thirdly, this is where we get to choose. So we've witnessed our judgment. We've understood where it comes from. We've understood the impact. We know what it does to us. And we have chosen to start to release the shackles of it by forgiveness and compassion. Now we get to choose a different response. We literally get to choose. So using that example of when I've got a driver coming towards me in the opposite direction, going too fast on a street with parked cars down both sides, and I find myself tipping into that automatic response of, how dare you? How dare you? I get to choose. I get to pause. I get to take a breath. I get to witness myself in action, and I get to send them love, or I get to step out of the judgmental energy by creating a different one. I get to sing along to my tunes. I get to change my conscious thought so that it takes me away from judgment and towards a state that I want to feel. So here are your takeaways about judgment. Remember, judgment happens to everyone. Judgment comes from a place of unhappiness, inadequacy, and discontent. Judgment is a symptom of something specific that needs healing. It warrants care and attention, forgiveness and compassion. And releasing and healing judgment or judgmental energy, it takes practice. So this isn't a one-time fix. This is something we need to be in active dialogue with within ourselves. It's practice, practice, practice. That's how we step out of automatic judgment and step into more automatic compassion and love. So I would love to know your thoughts on judgment. I'd love to know where you find yourselves being most judgmental. Message me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching to let me know where you sit with this and what's resonated from this episode. And lastly, remember my favourite phrase of all time: what anyone else thinks of you is none of your fucking business. See you next time. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.